Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to our time. We're all committing a crime.
Wow, what a beautiful voice of an angel.
I know, right? Do you know why we're committing a crime, Gorb?
No.
We're committing a crime because it's our second ever gold quest. Dun,
Oh, that
dun,
makes sense. That tracks. That
dun.
tracks. There we go. All right.
Oh, it's a gold quest.
Gold
Wait,
quest
or
it is.
was it coin quest or was it gold quest?
I'm pretty sure it was Gold Quest. Bathtub
That's
Edition, if I
right.
want to be
See, I was
specific.
testing you there. I actually knew the answer. I
Oh,
was
wow.
just,
Okay.
if you didn't get it right, I wasn't going to give you a sound.
Oh, well, no, thank you. I think do you have a question?
I have a question.
What is your question?
Okay, my question is, which was founded first?
Okay.
Cabela's.
You just made what?
Wait, no, not that. Which was founded first? The McDonald's,
Okay.
either McDonald's or
You shoot another question?
gonna say the railroad unions.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it's gotta be McDonald's there. Okay, are there more clowns in the world, or are there more hotel owners? Oh, that's definitely going to be hotel owners.
All right, hold up. Let me come up with the question. Let me
Thank
get that.
God.
All right, ready? Here is gonna be my question.
Okay, here you go.
Hold on. It's coming. All right. Here it is. All right. My question is, which nation has a higher mountain? Option
Okay.
one, Turkmenistan.
God
Option
bless.
two, Paraguay.
Okay, I get to answer then, right?
You get to take first choice.
Paraguay all the
You're
way.
going
I'm going
Paraguay all the way.
Paraguay all the
All
way.
right, let me pause it real quick, and
We
then you
should have
can
gone
look.
with clowns and hotel owners.
We can look up. You can look up tallest mountain in Paraguay. I'll look up tallest in Turkmenistan. All
Let's do it. Oh, we're back. And
I think we have a winner.
ladies and
Do
gentlemen, Turkmenistan is much taller than you thought, you know?
with the highest peak of Eyri Bobo at 3,138 meters.
Could you tell me that name again?
I am gonna try it. Let me click into this
I believe in
Wikipedia
you.
article. See if I can get it to pronounce it right for me. Oh, it's also called Eyri Baba in Turkmen, Eyri Bobo in Uzbek.
Oh, okay.
You
It's kind
know,
of got both a masculine and a feminine.
exactly. You know, I mean, you know, I don't. It's. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's in Turkmenistan. It's not a really lengthy Wikipedia article.
Turkmenistan?
It's in the Koy Ten Dog range of the Pamir
Nintendog?
Koy Ten Dog, Gold
Oh, I thought you said
Koy Ten Dog.
Nintendogs.
Yep, of the Pamir Ailay chain in the
Okay.
southeast of Turkmenistan on the Uzbekistani border.
Well, there you go.
Yep, it's part of a
Our
mountain chain called the Ultras, I think, in Central Asia, which is kind of interesting. I
lore deepens.
might have to read a bit more about that later. Okay.
Welcome back to the history of Turkmenistan.
I mean, I think that might be where the X-Men are hiding. You know,
There
somewhere
you go.
in Central Asia. You know, what?
Inside Ali, what was the name of the mountain?
Is Eyri Bobo. AD Bobo.
AD Bobo.
No, AUD. AYRIBOBO.
Oh, 80. Yeah, there you
AD Bobo. If you're speaking whatever
We're
language they
probably
speak, if you're
butchering
speaking
that so
Uzbek, if
bad.
you're speaking Uzbek,
All right.
it's AD Baba. Okay.
Gorb, are you going first and picking one gold quest item, or are you going second
Oh
and
God.
picking two gold quest
You
items?
know, I think I'm gonna have to go first and pick one gold quest item.
Okay, do you know what my two items are going to be, Gorb?
My notes app isn't up. Hold up, give me it. Well, you know what? It's gonna be memory at this point. What are your two items?
My two items are clown and hotel owner.
Okay, clown and hotel owner. I can do
What's
that. That's
your item?
workable. My item is going to be proper nouns are good, right? Mount Adi Bobo in on the border of Uzbekistan
Okay, got it.
All right, I think we're
Okay,
in a spot, right?
I've got your timer ready, Gorb,
Hold
so
up, give me one little, a little second, I feel like I'm entitled to that.
I guess.
I mean, I found out about what was the mountain called? Eyri Bobo. Oh. All right, here we go. What was your items? Clowns, hotel owner.
It was not clowns, it
Was
was
it owner
clown.
or owners, plural?
Both are singular.
Okay, and then obviously the one and
But I
only
think that's free to interpretation.
That's fair. And the one and only, there's only one, Mount Avery Bobo. I
Or
apologize
Mount 80
if
Bobos.
we're. Yeah, I know. It's. I
There could be
apologize.
80 of them.
All right, you have your.
Okay,
You
yep. Are
got.
you ready for your prompt, Gorb?
I think I am. Yeah. Tell
Okay.
me what you got. 22:33 on the clock, right?
22:33 on the clock, Gorb.
All right. What is my prompt?
Your prompt is to tell us why he scootered and why he won't say no. 22:33 on the clock.
That's a beautiful prompt. That's an 8:43 prompt right there.
That is an 8:43
And so
prompt.
for those of you who don't know, 8:43 is code for just like some good shit. Like it's good. It's it's
Rad overcooked.
it is it,
Cool played out. Awesome. Well done.
yep, and it's got a There's a heft to it. Something that's 8:43 is a heft of coolness. So anyway, what was the
So
point? Did
why
you
did he scooter and why did he never
never
say
say no?
no?
Okay. Very 8:43 prompt. As which is what? Corny Jacobson would have said.
That's such a Gorb
Yep. And
right, so that's what Corny Jacobson would have said.
yes, that's so 8:43. So
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing you want to know about a little bit about Corny Jacobson.
I
Now,
want nothing more than to know everything about Corny Jacobson.
okay, there's not much at this point in his
Very
life.
simple man.
He's not quite an interesting character. I mean, it's not like he's lived a bad life. It's
Yeah.
remarkably quite average. And
Just normal in every way.
it's remarkable in its unremarkableness, the life of
Yeah.
Corey Jacobson. Other than the name, it's pretty bland after
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, at a certain point, you get used to calling him corny when you spend
Yeah.
enough time around him.
I mean, and if I'm gonna be real, like his real name is actually Corey Jacobson, but growing up in a small town in
Does he have relation to like corn farmers or something?
no, I well no, he lives in Nebraska, but there's no relation to corn farmers. The
There's
reason he
just
got the
people, it's
name,
around people so much they can't help but think about it.
well, it's when he was in eighth grade, he had a razor scooter.
Yeah.
that he used to ride away everywhere. That's it's part of it. I forget the literal interpretation of what I'm
You're gonna say, I
going
forget the
on.
legal
I
terms.
forget the le and that's what so cool Corey, he'd ride the scooter everywhere, and then one day he bumped into head professor Skinner in
Oh,
the
I thought the person's name was Head.
it is it's his real name is Head Skinner. It just so happens that he also need is the head
He's
professor.
got a lot of head going on.
I mean, yeah, it's really Ed, but he's got a very thick accent, so it comes out with like an H on the front of it. Anyway, Corey
This
Jacobson,
town and their nicknames.
listen, he rides his scooter down the hallway, which he's not supposed to be doing. It is, I want to say illegal, but I forget the legal term for it.
Yeah.
He runs straight
Jay
into
Scooter.
soon to be head professor, head professor. But right
Is that
now,
his name? Professor Head.
it's just head professor Ed Skinner, and
Oh,
it's
okay.
just eighth grade kid on a scooter, Corey Jacobs. But he's
Yeah.
going so fast. He is
He's
ripping
ripping it.
away so fast from those bullies. And he's got his He-Man action figure in the back.
Yep.
I don't think the scooter has a back, but he's got a backpack. It's all worked out.
Yeah.
It's a head-on collision.
Oh,
Now,
God.
luckily, everyone survives. Both parties do have a bit of jaw damage.
Oh,
There's some like
jeez. Did they like clonk
palatial
heads?
heads. It was, I don't know, something like you should ask a dentist, but it was pretty bad. Long story short, after this, Ed Skinner now tends to pronounce just an aspirated H before every E sound. And that's why he is now Head Skinner. And then Corny, he just, they can't tell if it's like mental or neurological or it's just something with his mouth now, but he's throwing a lot of not silent N's in places where there should not be not silent N's.
What other words does he say with an N in them?
Ship, rank, maybe it's like an N in there. He says words like note, banook. That one's weird because like why after the B? It doesn't make sense.
Dog.
But he also just pronounces knife now as knife, which it's so there's definitely it might be a
He
neural.
wants to emphasize the end, something neurologically there.
There's a it's a it's an inner battle.
It's him versus the N.
His last speech therapist told him inside of him he had two wolves. One wanted to pronounce the end, the other one didn't.
Which
Now,
one's the good one?
it depends. It's actually the one that doesn't because
Yeah.
it's not good English. Now, Professor Head Skinner,
How
it's
does he
less
pronounce the
notable.
word no?
Who, Corny? No. He draws it out a bit.
Yeah, there you go.
Just, yeah. Anyway, time check.
You've got 16 minutes, 25 seconds left.
All right, listen, so I'm going to speed this up a bit. The long
Yeah.
story to say, except for before that head injury and the collision with Professor Head Skinner, nothing really eventful happened in his life. After that, because of the weird accent thing, after he graduated, he had a bit of trouble finding work. He used to try briefly to be a clown.
Hey.
Yeah, it went well. The accent came in with a bit of an asset, but long story short, it just wasn't where he wanted to be. The next thing, he did is he took a job at a hotel, right?
Was
Now,
he the owner?
no, he's not. It's like he's a bartender at the hotel.
Yeah.
And so, for perspective, Corny Jacobson, he's,
So he's like in his 30s now, or what?
yeah, let's go. Early 30s, late 20s.
Yeah.
He really hasn't gone anywhere remarkable,
Didn't
but
go to
that's
college,
anywhere
just kind
like,
of went right into bartending.
yeah. Well, I mean, except for that brief bit as a clown,
Yeah, clown school.
clown school. Expensive, let me tell you. The debt, the student debt is
I
real
know, right?
around school. They really got to make it. It's a cutthroat industry.
And they get pretty scary if you don't pay your bills.
Exactly. I mean, hence the, so he's working at this bar.
Pennywise used to be a debt collector. Keep going.
Those loans were relentless, and you can't blame Pennywise for going a little mad once you see his interest rate. Now, so Corny Jacobson, working bartender at this hotel in Omaha, Nebraska. And he's worked around the bizarre speech impediment. He mostly does it by just like not talking and then nodding
So he's
and
a pretty
shaking his
stoic
head.
guy, hence
Yeah, he seems.
his normalcy, right? People
Yeah, I
think he's
mean,
normal because
yeah,
he's quiet.
people think he's actually quite wise,
Yeah.
because he manages to
A man of few words.
man of few words. Now they assume that's wisdom. In reality, he's just trying not to just go, no. It's easier to just shake your head. It's faster. So Corny Jacobson's working at this hotel in Nebraska. I want to say it's a Marriott. Could be a Best Western. They might be the same thing now. I don't know how that merger works.
Best Western Marriott.
It's a hybrid. This is an alternate or maybe real. I don't know. I don't know if they're the same thing.
The best Mary Western.
That is the name of the hotel. And fun
There you
fact,
go.
it's not affiliated with either hotel chain.
They just liked how they sounded together.
It's owned by Professor Head Skinner's cousin, Mary Western.
There you go.
So it's the best Mary Western. She owns two hotels. This
It's
one's
the only
the
one,
better
but it's all. Oh, there's two.
one. She owns two. This is the better one. It's in Omaha.
What does she call the other one?
The Mary Western. It's
Oh,
not
I thought you were going to say it's the
the
worst Mary
Mary
Western.
Western. No, it's not. I mean, technically it's the worst, but she's not, she's also a
It's either the Mary
salesperson.
Western or the best Mary Western.
Exactly.
So
You
this
gotta
is kind of a
settle
nice
there.
hotel then.
Yeah, I mean, it's like deluxe, like hence why it has a bartender in it. The other Mary Western is just like two cots.
Like a
Like,
motel.
yeah, it's you basically get a futon and a blanket for $200 a night.
Here, have a tortilla.
They do love them some corn. Anyway, where was I? Corny Jacobson is
Yes.
working at the hotel, the Best Mary Western, and today they're having a conference. And it's a
Yeah.
conference
Oh,
for.
also, hotel owner.
Oh, true. Well, I was going to say it's a conference for hotel owners from who's better than. Why they did it in Omaha? I can't really say. The best Mary Western has great reviews, though.
Yeah, they have their own methodologies.
You Uzbek guys, they were just like, what's more America than Omaha, Nebraska? We're going all in. And that's where they went. Turns out it was a slightly underwhelming trip, not as many attractions as they had hoped. There's only so much sightseeing you can do in Omaha, but they had a good time. Anyway,
Yeah.
Corny Jacobson, he's working the bar. Time.
Yeah. 11 minutes and 45 seconds.
Okay. Now, Corny Jacobson, the man who could never say no, obviously because of this terrible speech impediment.
He just
That
didn't want
together
to
right
say
now.
it.
My subconscious was working that through for me. He can't say no. It's the speech impediment. So there's this guy comes up to the bar. He's in, I want to say it's, I don't know what the proper denonym is. Is it Uzbek guy? Uzbeki guy?
Yeah, both of
Yeah,
those.
he's from Uzbekistan, born there, native. And this guy, his name is, I'm not even going to try to give you his name. That would be a butchering of what is almost undoubtedly a beautiful language. So I'm not even going to try. We're just going to call him Jim. And Jim says to Corny,
Why don't? Yeah, there you go.
what'd you say?
Jim.
That's what I said. His name's Jim.
Yeah.
So the first thing he does is when he pays for his first drink and he hands over his card, Corny looks at the name and he's like, that's a lot of N's. I can't pull that off. And Jim says,
You
just
know what? You know what name doesn't have ends?
Jim. And so obviously, Corny just does his obligatory nod.
Yeah.
Now, here's what happens next. Jim is like, I feel like there's something special about this place. What's your name, Mr. Bartender? And Corny obviously just goes, he says Corny, you know. I mean, luckily, because Jim's from Uzbekistan, he does not really fully comprehend that that's a very bizarre
Yeah,
American name.
seems like he just said his normal name.
Exactly, right? It could be normal. He only knows like three Americans in the
Yeah.
town, so he knows best Merry Western. So they get to talking. Jim's drinking, and Jim says, "Bet you used to own a scooter, didn't you, Corny?" And Corny goes, "Yes." And so Jim says, "Are you Russian? Is there a bit of Russian in there?" And he's like, "Yes," because he can't, you know, his yes sounds like "niet," so you know, it's getting weird. It's very confusing,
Yes,
and I'm
he's
pretty sure
starting to clue
people
into
in
something.
Uzbekistan know a little Russian. So, long story short, this conversation starts derailing rapidly.
Yeah.
Because of the weird accent, every time Corny Jacobson says, "Yes," it sounds to Jim that he's trying to pronounce "no" in Russian, but just messing up the T sound. And then Corey obviously just can't say no in general.
Yeah.
So, you know, let me just say things have really
Does
taken a
this lead
wrong
to
turn.
any actions or just an intense conversation?
First off, you know, and really, what's happening here? It's like one of those Freudian things where one person's just driving the whole conversation. Jim's working through some stuff, you know. He owns a ski lodge near the south side of, excuse me, south side of Mount Aribobo on the border of Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan. And you know, business is not doing hot. Now, you know, he's ranting about it, and you know. Yeah, Corny will shake his head, nod his head, you know, as much as he can. You know, but there's a certain point where you gotta say something.
Yeah. Yep.
And because of the accent, every time he's trying to say yes to make it sound like he's agreeing with Jim, it comes out as no, and Jim's finding it really rude. He says,
So is Jim
"Why
just starting to think he's disagreeing with everything he says?
and he says, "What's your problem?" And he's like, "Yes," and it's good. Getting very weird. Then Jim
Is
says,
Jim like going like about to throw blows with him? Like, what's he
"You want to take this outside?"
doing?
Luckily, the
Yes.
nyet is like no, which means no. But then it's getting tense. So anyway, time
Intense.
to tense.
Seven minutes.
All right, now. So, because Corny Jacobson is a man, for all intents and purposes, perpetually unable to say
Herpulesis.
no in English,
Yeah.
he finds himself, I mean, this conversation, it's going on for a minute. Jim's got some things
Yeah.
to work through. He also can't really figure out if A, Corny Jacobson understands Russian, is trying to speak Russian, because he doesn't even respond when Jim speaks Russian. He's just shaking
Yeah.
head or not, because he doesn't, you know, he had a bit of hearing damage from that scooter ride too. Now
A bad one.
also, you know, he can't decide, Jim can't decide, is this guy, is he against me, is he fighting me, or is this just some like kind of internal, you know, Jedi mind tricks? Because
Yeah.
it's like he's working through
Is he
something.
starting to lose his mind?
Well, no, so he's starting to work through some things, you know, talking to this
Oh,
bartender
like
who clearly,
therapeutic now?
yeah, because I mean, all Corny can do is either, you know, nod his head, shake it, and even then, he's got other customers to tend to. No matter what he's trying to say, it comes out like no, he can't say
Yeah.
And by the end of the night at 3 a.m., last call at the Best Merry Western, not four, this is not an alcoholic hotel, this is Nebraska. 3 a.m., though, because every Merry Western needs their liquor.
That's their slogan.
Yes. Yes, that is it. That is their slogan.
I'm Barry Western.
Every Best Merry Western needs their liquor. Now, long story short, this is the last night of this Uzbekistan guy
Hotel owner
business.
conference.
And
5 minutes.
Jim passes his business card to Corny. And he says, "Kid, you got something. How much they pay you here? Is it good?" And he goes, "Yes." And he says, "Don't worry, we got you. Come on and work for me at the base of my hotel on, hold up, Mount Argy Bobo on the border of Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan." And Jim says, "So when you think about, are you going to stay here? Or do you want a better life for yourself?" And he says, "Yes, stay." And he said, and it comes out like, "No, well, I know stay." And so Jim says, "Don't worry, I'm gonna have a private charter flight pick you up here at the Omaha airport tomorrow night at 7. I'll see
Does
you in
he show
Uzbekistan."
up?
Well, hold up, this is where we're going. Time check.
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Okay, so Corny Jacobson, the
Keeping us in
man
suspense.
with the hard lifelong speech impediment. He eventually he closes his shift. He goes home early in the morning. He has the card from Jim,
So he
and
kept it.
yeah, it's for the private charter flight to pick him up this afternoon, take him to Uzbekistan. The airport is it's called Edat Airport, and it's like right outside of Nebraska. So,
There you go.
or not Nebraska, right outside of Omaha. So anyway, Corny Jacobson, time check.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay, he sleeps, does his bartender night's rest, orders some Chinese food, which he just like looks at the picture and points because he's like, "I'm not even gonna try." He can't
Nope.
speak English. Oh, you can.
He
Apparently, he's
can't
quite good at
speak.
Russian, though. Just opposite intention. So,
I hope whatever Jim has in store for him involves him saying either nyet or something else.
anyway, he's a you know he's gonna luckily his car's on the fritz this week anyway, so it's been a pain. So he's gonna take a cab from his apartment back to work. Conference is over, but the best Merry Western always has company. Everybody. Their liquor at the best Merry Western. So he gets in the cab.
Everybody needs your liquor.
Time check. Time
2 minutes and 20
check.
seconds.
He gets in the cab to head back to the best Merry Western. Do you know who's
Yes.
driving the cab?
Who's driving the cab?
Head Skinner, his former professor.
Oh my God!
Listen, the speech impediment, it was manageable, but it didn't, it
Did
definitely
they
hurt his
talk to each
career.
other after they hurt each other by
I
accident?
mean, he graduated, middle school went on, it was long story short though, I mean the impediment grew worse over time, and similar to Corny Jacobson, Head Skinner also has some hearing issues too. He's putting H's in front of more letters now than there are just E's. So eventually he just got a job driving a cab because it's
Yeah, it
He's the
wasn't working
most
out because he
quiet
couldn't
cab
give
driver
lectures.
in all of Nebraska. Time check.
1 minute and 30 seconds.
So, Corny Jacobson looks to Professor Head Professor Head Skinner and says, "Yeah, did you Edat Airport, right?" And Professor Skinner says, "Head at that airport. That's what he hears." So he drives him over to the airport on the printed card that he just passed him because he knows he has bad pronunciation.
Yeah.
Head Skinner's like, "Head, how does your code?" And it's conversations tense than it has been. Now, Corny is like, "No, this is the wrong way," but it just comes out, "Nyeh." Like it, and so it's not getting communicated. Time check.
40 seconds.
Head Professor Head Skinner pulls up on the runway. Corey gets out. A scooter comes, picks him up, drives him straight to a private charter jet. He tries to say, "I want to stay." And they say, "Do you want to stay?" And he says, "Yes." And then they load him back up onto the plane because they heard no. And that's how a small Midwestern boy from Nebraska became the best bartender at the Jim's Resort at Mount Ari Bobo on the border of Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan because he could never say no. Oh God. Oh my God. All right. All right. We are back.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right,
Oh, hey, what's my prompt, Gorb? I'm ready.
your prompt is to tell me about the last leaf on Mars. Go.
Okay, here we go. All righty. This is, this is the story begins with some dialogue.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, let me hear it. What do we got?
I'm back, bone crack. That would happen every time that the skeleton man woke up in the tiny village of lackadaisical smammel. So, lackadaisical smammel, Lax-Mam for short. Was a hidden secret village inside the Sahara Desert.
Was it underground or was it just like really dry that nobody wanted to go over there?
It was next to an oasis.
Okay.
Like Lax-Mam was a large oasis, but anybody who ever got there ended up staying there because they liked it so much.
Okay. All right.
Had their own language to begin with, but they ended up absorbing so many people who got lost in the Sahara Desert that
Oh,
it's like a very multilingual, multicultural, like beautiful place. Now, you might be asking, like, how do they not see them from like satellites and stuff like that, right? Like, why hasn't anyone ever tried to leave? Well,
Is it because they're skeleton men?
there's one skeleton man.
Oh, just one, okay.
I'm back, bone crack. That's what he says every time.
Where
And
did he come back from?
here's what happens, okay? When someone gets lost in the Sahara Desert and they are at their, they're on their last legs, they have nothing left to give. They're collapsed, mouth sandy, eyes half open, flittering,
Severely dehydrated.
Mr. Bonecrack shows up, okay? He's the leader of the town, but no one knows how he finds these people. No one knows why he's a skeleton, and no one knows where he goes after this happens, right? But basically he gets down, he's a skeleton, but he like kind of still has like a form. It's hard to explain, right? But you see his
Yeah, I think you
bones.
need to. Is he just translucent?
He's kind of translucent, but kind of not. Like, you can see his bones, though.
I don't know how to visualize that. Is he got
Sorry.
stuff?
Sorry about it. But this, this has happened over, probably 200, 300 times. And, the people who have been there repopulate. So the village probably has like 1,000 something people in it. Okay. But when people first get lost in the Sahara Desert and they're, like I was describing, they're just basically, they're barely
Close to death,
alive. He leans down and he whispers in their ear and he goes, "If you ever try to leave, I'll come back. You can stay, but if you ever try and leave, I'll come back. Do you want to go? Do you want to live?" And 99.9% of the time, they're like, "I don't care who this skeleton man is. Sure."
I mean, does Mr. Skeleton Man, I'm not sure if I know his name yet, does he have an impressive
Mr.
appearance?
Bonecrack, Gorb.
Oh, I'm sorry, does Mr.
I'm
Bonecrack,
back, Bonecrack.
does he like, what if it's like a a Chinese dude who does he know Chinese? Is it is
He
he
knows all languages.
okay? Is he a demon? It sounds like he might be a demon.
I'm not going to say.
Has anybody tried to leave despite that
Oh,
warning?
yes.
Oh, how did that go?
The last things they hear are exactly that. He says, "I will come back," and the second they decide, the second
Waking,
they
they
get
wake up back
far
on
enough,
the
here's the thing. The second like they get far enough outside of the oasis that they could potentially reach, their,
civilization.
some sort of civilization, he just appears and, says his little catchphrase, and then they snap in half and zoom 100 feet under the ground. Don't know how.
Definitely not a demon, though.
Not a, no, I mean, I can't say.
Totally normal, non-supernatural entity over here.
Yeah, so here's the thing. There were two, there was a married couple, okay? And
What are their names?
one the guy's name was well, I only know his stage name,
What was the stage name?
which is Perfunctorous Bambo.
What did he do on stage?
Juggle.
Did he happen to wear makeup while juggling?
He most certainly did
Okay.
because he was a professional clown. Now, here's the
There
thing.
you
Perfunctorous gumbo.
I thought it was Bobbo.
He really just went by gumbo.
How did this
Gum.
clown end up in the middle of the Sahara?
It's a damn good question because, turns out he was trying to find his wife because he had a suspicion. She was he was a clown, but she was a very successful businesswoman. And
What
he
did she
thought,
do for business?
she sold timeshares.
Okay, all right.
She did not own any hotels, though. But
Okay,
here's the thing.
good.
Gumbo thought that she might be having an affair with a hotel owner
In the middle of the Sahara Desert?
on the edge of the Sahara Desert,
Oh, okay.
next to one of her timeshares.
In Morocco or something?
Yeah. So it's actually all three of them because he shows up, turns out the hotel owner, well, there's no way he could be having an affair with his wife because he was he was an alien.
Wait, what? Like it is this did that take was God, what was his name? Gumbo surprised by
What Gumbo walked in on was too much for his eyes to really comprehend, if you know what I mean.
So the alien was sleeping with what's his wife?
No. That's a very human answer for you, Gorm.
Love is much more complex wherever what's the hotel
Was
owner's
more of an
name?
emotional affair because he opens, Gumbo opens the door and he sees the hotel owner. Zing plus, zing plus,
Plus, yeah.
which zing minus was there too, because they're two halves of a whole, right? It's kind of like a conjoined twins thing, but it's hard
Oh,
to
okay. Okay.
explain.
So, did anybody else in this edge of the Sahara Desert village clock that the hotel owner was was an alien?
No one else knew, except for Gumbo's wife, Cecilia.
How did no one else know?
Because Cecilia was able to find out because Zing Plus and Zing Minus were in there, and they were all three. They were hovorder boarding.
Okay, all right. So, and then He
Do you know what
declared,
hovorta boarding is, Gorb? You
I don't think
better.
I want to. It's, if it was too much for Gumbo, it's too much for me.
It involves opening one's brain and mixing the entrails of it with the other beings, but only with
Sounds like
energy.
all right. Mr. Bonecrack's gonna, so he walks in on this, and I'm
They're
guessing he
hovorta
just,
boarding, okay? They're all floating at least 3 feet off the ground and spinning at a very fast
it's
pace.
safe, don't worry.
Like they're spinning clockwise at 3 feet above the ground because they're sharing their mind energies.
Yep.
Gumbo passes out, okay?
Okay. Did they just scoop up his brains too, or no?
No, they pick him up and they start to bring him, outside. Now, one of the side effects of hovorta boarding is close proximity teleportation, right? If the session is ended prematurely.
You happen to go a bit clockwise instead of counterclockwise.
Exactly. Now, they didn't expect Gumbo to be just showing up out of nowhere. They all just appear in the middle of the Sahara Desert, right?
Okay. Do these aliens have bones? Or
You can kind of see him, but not really.
okay. Wait. So, okay. Anyway, continue.
So here's the thing. Silent treatment. That's Gumbo goes full silent treatment. He knows it wasn't like a physical thing on human
How is
terms.
mixing brains not a physical thing?
It's energies, it's brain energies, Corv.
Sounds like advanced neurosurgery, but I guess, you know.
You're
I don't
still
know.
stuck in the physical realm, Gorb.
Okay. Okay.
Clearly, someone has never hovorta boarded before. So there, 3 days go by, and Cecilia's trying to get Gumbo to like talk, and all he's doing is just juggling like desert pine cones.
They have any water? Are they
Well, that's the thing. They're getting so thirsty, like, and he's like, basically, Gumbo breaks his 3 day silence, and he's like, "What were you doing? Who are these guys? I swear I can kind of see their bones."
can't.
And Zap Plus and Zap Minus, they basically they look like humans, kind of.
You can see their bones.
Kind of.
Kind of. And they look like, I guess, a conjoined twin.
Well, they don't. The energies.
It's just energy, so sorry.
They're not physically attached.
It's just their energies.
And honestly, at this point, Cecilia's a little bit part of that too,
Okay, yeah,
But anyway,
I get it.
so they whenever she talks, all three of them say the same thing at the same time because they're like still connected to her.
From the Havort Award.
Yeah, exactly. So whenever she's like, "Honey, please talk to me," it's her and the three two other guys, which you can kind of
Did
see their bones. And Gumbo's just like, "I don't want to talk to you. I'm gonna juggle my pine cones." 3 more days go by. Okay. They managed to they one of them had a water bottle, they shared
yeah,
it.
they got around.
And but they're all leaned against like the one tree or cactus or whatever they found.
Even know if there's trees in the Sahara, but
There was there
okay,
because they're all about to give up.
all right,
But then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Mr. Bonecrack appears.
classic.
And both Zing Zap Plus and Zap Minus will give him a weird look. And he gives them a weird look.
Because they can both see each other's bones.
And they're like, "Are you?" And he's like, "Don't say it. We can't confirm that."
Oh.
Alien, demon, it's all the same. They can't know that.
They're
Anyway,
like, what are
I
you
have a
doing
spiel to
here?
say. Both of you, shut up. Cecilia was saying it at the same time. It was all very confusing.
Do Zing Plus and Zing Mine, do they get a pass? From Mr. Bonecrack, because alien brother, I guess. I don't know. Are they cool?
Maybe.
Yeah, all right.
So here's the
Everybody
thing.
goes to the Oasis, no matter what.
Here's the thing. At the time, Zing Minus dies, right?
Like immediately?
Mr. Bonecrack appears, and like just a couple minutes later, when he's like trying to like amp himself up for his spiel, Mr. Bonecrack,
Cracking some bones, getting
Zing
ready.
Minus dies. Okay. The spirit floats up and out and zooms off into the sky.
Does it take
Okay.
Mrs. Gumbo and Zing Plus with them? I know they were
Zing
waterboarding
Plus, Zing Plus is crushed, and
earlier.
so is Cecilia, okay?
Oh,
Because they feel the
Cecilia,
death. Okay? Basically, a
lost a
third of
part
them
of his
just
face.
died. And Cecilia finally, there's enough of a break between the hoverboarding, turns to Zing Plus and goes, "Is he returning to Mount 80 Bobo?"
I can't. Player doing something. That's the third. You got him. I'm really eager to see how this ties up to being the last loop on Mars, but
How much time do I have left?
you have 7 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, yeah, we're fine. Okay. So Zing Plus turns to her and he goes, "Mount 80 Bobo is just one of many. It's all connected. Don't you understand? I need to leave now, back to Mars." And she goes, "Please. No, don't do that. Don't leave me with him." And she points at Gumball and he goes, "Oh, thanks."
Oh.
And that's when a Zing Plus just melts into the sand, and spirit, same thing, floats up and out, but goes just straight up through the
And then
sky,
Mr.
out of
Bonecrack
the
pops
atmosphere. And Mr. Bonecrack goes, "Oh, finally."
Thought they would never leave.
I know, right? There can only be so many transparent bones. So they're both like, "Okay, what are you gonna say to us?" And he goes, "Well, here's the thing. If you come to my city and you try to leave, I'll come back." And they're like, "Okay, do you have water and food?" And he's like, "You can come to my city, but if you try to leave, I'll come back."
Has anybody been like, come back where? Like here? Is
Bone crack.
what he says when you try to clarify? That's what
Yep,
it
and then he just disappears. But when he disappears, just over the horizon, they see the beautiful city metropolis. Okay.
yes.
The oasis town.
Yeah.
So
What's
they
the
clamber on, the other
last poem
villagers
I read
bring
in
them
this
in.
paper?
They put them in their local doctor's office thing
Get them
and
rehydrated.
nurse them back to health, more or
Yep.
less. Now, the thing is, Gumbo, he heals within like just a few days, 2 or 3, right?
Got clown strength. He knows what's
That
up.
clown strength.
Listen, they
It's the pine cones he ate after he juggled them.
it's real, yeah. I mean the interest rates are so high. You really got to be on point your whole
Gotta
time.
get thick skin for that.
Is a cutthroat industry. Anyway, continue.
He comes back. But Cecilia, his wife, won't come back from like a coma. She like went into a coma. And she just keeps talking about returning to the mother tree. She wants to go back to the, she's like, "Bring me back to the mother tree." And he's like, "How are you talking? You're in a coma."
What's the
Now,
doctor say?
the doctor is also the town mayor. Okay. You would think that the leader of the town is Mr. Bonecrack, but once he gets them into the town, he just
Doesn't really
disappears.
care
No one
about
knows
death
where he
yet.
is. So the town mayor, they call him Thick'em, because he has a big, thick face.
Okay.
So Thick'em, the doctor slash mayor, is like, "Well, welcome to our town. You got to pick your job." And then they're like,
Thickum
"What?"
actually a doctor before this, or
Maybe.
maybe good enough. He read a book once.
Yeah. So Thick'em basically goes, "You got to pick a job." And he's like, "I don't think she could pick a job. The only thing she just keeps talking about returning to the mother tree," and then she
She's
falls
in
back
a
asleep.
coma, doctor.
And then he goes, "Well, then you got to pick two jobs."
What?
And Gumbo goes, "Okay, do you have jobs to pick from, or do I just come up with them?" And he's like, "Just pick a job." And he goes, "Okay, I'll be the clown, and I'll be the singer." And he's like, "Clown and singer, I'll hold you to that." It's like, "All
Love it.
right, Thickum."
Classic Thickum.
Okay.
3 minutes and 20 seconds left.
A year goes by. Okay. And finally,
Okay.
Cecilia wakes up from her complete coma. And she keeps talking about how she needs to return to the mother tree. And Gumbo and her, another year passes by. And they fall back in love. You know, montage, clown, Cecilia. They try hoverboarding. It doesn't feel exactly the same.
It's not the same.
But
He can sing now, though, right? I mean,
they
he
still get, I
can
mean, like, he sings Billy Joel.
but he has. Did they have
'Cause that's what Thickum
internet
likes. And if you don't please Thickum, something's going wrong. So anyway, one day Gumbo comes home and he sees Cecilia packing her bag.
Oh,
Okay. He goes,
yeah.
"You can't leave. Mr.
Come back.
Bonecrack will find you." And she goes, "You really don't get it. You don't understand, do you? I don't, I feel empty. I feel two-thirds empty without Zap minus and Zap plus." And he goes, "Fine, go back to them then. I don't care anymore." As an epilogue for him, lived the rest of his life playing Billy Joel songs in the Oasis town, and he had a pretty good life.
Oh,
But
he was just, oh, he really would, he didn't chase after her. He was like, I don't
no,
need
he let her go.
it. Yep, he let her go. And I guess Mr. Thickum only likes Billy Joel. Very narrow.
Sing us a song, you're the
He only wants piano, man.
piano man. Time check.
1 minute and 34 seconds left.
So Cecilia pulls a leaf out of her suitcase, and she buys a ticket on her phone that she still has and somehow
Oh,
charged and
so she
somehow
did
got a
have internet.
signal. Okay. She
Why did she
buys
get
a
the
ticket
leave?
to Mount 80 Bobo because that's where one of the last leaves of the mother tree is, because both Zap minus and Zap plus came from the mother tree on Mars. Now,
This
what she didn't know
saying
is both of their leaves
that
had deteriorated, and the only thing that could restore the mother tree was planting her last leaf back in her original place, which was
on Mars.
actually Mount 80 Bobo.
Okay, all right.
She gets on the flight.
Oh, so she got out of the desert, no problem.
She got out of the desert,
He
you
didn't
know.
come back.
Mr. Bonecrack didn't come back.
Was he
And
just busy or?
she's keeping her mouth shut. She's not talking to anybody. She just ordered the ticket, and she's just sitting on the plane. Okay.
Nobody reported her dead or missing for like
Nope.
3 years? Okay.
Nope. Nothing. It just works.
Sometimes
Sometimes things just work.
timeshares sell themselves. 20
Time
seconds
check.
left.
Time check.
13 seconds left.
Then her a passenger turns to her and he goes, "Hey, where are you going?" And she goes, "Well, I actually just came from," and then she hears, "Mr. Bonecrack."
Oh my God, you did it.
We did it.
All right. Woo.
Oh, man.